Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. You better watch out. You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why, because it's time to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Do you have any more trivia, babe?
So the question I asked before we went on break is, right, how many points does a snowflake traditionally have? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
It's a trick question.
You think so?
I do, in a sense.
It says traditionally have. How many points does a snowflake traditionally have?
Well, if you want to get picayune, literally there's millions of them if you look at it through a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to just look at a snowflake, there is a number.
Traditionally.
Based on its crystalline structure.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
But a snowflake is kind of like, you know what a Mandelbrot set is?
I don't.
No, you should know that. Look it up.
What is it? Spell it.
It's not radio worthy because it's visual.
Spell it.
Mandelbrot. M-A-N-D-E-L-B-R-O-T.
Mandelbrot. Okay. Mandelbrot set.
Yeah.
Complex number C for which the sequence does not approach infinity.
Right. It involves mathematically the use of imaginary numbers. And people believe it creates something called a fractal, which you may be familiar with. And fractals are reproduced in nature over and over and over. And snowflakes are a form or of a type of a fractal, if you look at them close.
So if one were to put, I'm not going to give out the answer, how many points does a traditional...
Are you going to Google then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that Google. The Google. She's doing the Google,
folks.
How many
points does a traditional... Oh, all snowflakes have one thing in common. They are all blank-sided crystals of ice.
There, okay. That's true.
It's true. So,
if you say sided, that changes it. But when you say points... And I'm just being, I'm being picky. So
you're not being... particularly snarky, although you were snarky to me about
be.
Not knowing what a Mandelbrot was.
No, I wasn't. No. That's not my intent. I'm never snarky.
Well, you should. Look
it
up.
Did I say that, really?
Yes, you did.
Well, it must have slipped out. I was having too many strokes. It slipped out. So it wasn't me doing it consciously.
Not at all. If John were not so busy, I would have him set aside every snark you do.
Really?
Yeah, and then
snarkily honored.
We would put it together, make a collage out of it.
You would, wouldn't you?
And play it over the air. We used to do that. Radio has a tradition, you do your outtakes and then the production director puts them together and they play them embarrassingly for people at the Christmas party.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Your outtakes from doing commercials and stuff like that. Well, I'm Lee and he is Griff and this is the Ask Griffin Lee Show.
Yeah.
If you have any questions or comments to make about your eBay sales, we're happy to hear from you. Like Ruth Ann in Leesburg, Florida, known on eBay as the Can-Do-Lady, the Can-Do Lady. Hey, Ruth Ann. What's your question or comment?
I'm just going to answer the trivia question, I hope.
Okay.
I think the answer is 8.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay.
So wait, can I ask you a question? Ruth Ann, do you know about the Google? Have you heard about the Google?
No.
Oh, no, he's asking you if you could, if you Googled it while we're on the phone.
If I Googled it. I just make snowflakes and mine have 8 points.
That's unnatural.
Are you in front of your computer?
Yes.
Why don't you Google it?
And then you can retry it because we're letting people have, in the interest of the holidays, everyone gets a second chance apparently. So.
Just a second.
So you have to. So Google traditional Let me see how.
How many sides does a snowflake have? Just make it easy.
Yeah. Exactly. The question is, okay, how many points does a snowflake traditionally have?
Mm-hmm.
How many points is the... So that's what you have to Google.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm doing it. It's just...
No, it's okay. It's fascinating radio when we do
it
this.
It really is.
Okay.
You know.
Six.
Yay! You won, see? And just
thank goodness for Google.
and keeping with the current ethos that every child is a precious little snowflake, we let everyone win, and you've won, Ruth.
Yay!
Right.
So, Ruth, it's a really nice looking canvas journal with the eBay logo on it.
Good.
So, what you have to do is send me email at lee@voicemarketing.com. That's lee@voicemarketing.com, and in the subject line, put, "I won the trivia contest today." Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll send that out to you.
I will do it.
So, Ruth Ann, are you listening today?
No, I'm not listening today, but the sales have been pretty good this month, so.
That's good. So, do you list on certain days, or do you have a schedule?
No, I'm one of these people that if I have it, it's listed. I don't stockpile stuff, and I usually go out garage sailing in thrift stores. I'm garage sailing on the weekends and thrift stores. Because in Florida, you know, you can do that year-round.
Yeah, here in San Diego, too, which is nice.
Yeah, and then when I go thrift shopping, when I bring it home, I list it. So it's not on any certain day. It's just if I have it, I list it.
Oh, I'm in love with you.
Well,
I wish I could do that.
I'm impressed as you know what, because it's hard to do that.
It's so hard.
I find something on it.
Well, it is hard.
Are you making sales, Ruth Ann? Did you just make two sales?
I hope so.
Somebody just did.
I just heard, and it's not me. My ka-ching is empty. Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh,
you made
wait
sales
a minute.
And...
Wait a minute.
Oh, who is it?
It was me.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah,
oh,
I was going to say.
God, that thing like has been up there forever.
And you sold it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Don't you love it when you get rid of those?
It was a buy it now, and I'll tell you what it was. It was a buy it now.
Yeah, yeah, what?
And it was a belt buckle.
Oh, it was miserable, that belt. Oh, jeez. It wouldn't go with anything.
But listen, Griff, it's a Dwight Eisenhower 1776 to 1976 dollar coin belt buckle bicentennial.
Yeah, how much did you sell it for?
$19.99.
Is that too little?
We had it around forever in a drawer, using it. It would have been, you know, it would have been in my estate, and my kids would have said, ick.
So you can pay the heat for another day.
So we've got $19.99. Oh, we got to send that out today.
Okay. Yeah, you better.
Okay, that was so funny.
Great.
So Ruth Ann, I'm looking at your stuff here. So you sell eclectically. You sell whatever you find that you think will work.
That's right.
Okay. Garage sales, thrifting, what do you do?
I usually go to garage sales on the weekend, like I said, and then thrifting I go maybe one day a week.
And whatever your haul is, you come home and you list it right away.
That's right. That's right. Well, within a day or two. And, you know, sometimes if I'm really busy that day, I usually get it written down what I bought and what I paid for it and take the pictures, and then the next day I list it.
Your pictures are pretty good. What do you use to take the pictures?
Actually, I use the iPad camera.
Yeah, it's pretty good, that camera.
Not
really
bad at all.
It's not bad at all. I agree. Yep.
I have to stop getting so picky. It's holding me back. No, it is. It's holding me back from listing the item.
I would have thought being my co-host would have cured your pickiness years ago.
I know, but it didn't.
Okay.
For some reason, some people never learn. Ruth Ann, don't forget to send me the email now, okay? Lee at VoiceMarketing. We need your address, your name, and your phone number in case they need it.
Okay.
You know. Okay.
Okay. I will, and I hope you
two
have a lovely Christmas.
Well, thank you, Ruth Ann, and you too.
You
have a great Christmas as well.
Bye-bye, honey.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Appreciate your listenership and your calling. I'm having so much fun. Are we having fun giving away stuff? I'd love to give away stuff.
Yeah, I want to give away stuff. You know, I was going to give away my time. Mary, I think I told you on the air that since I'm not doing much on the actual day of Christmas Day, I was going to go volunteer at a local soup kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what?
What?
There's no space left. So you call these places and you ask them, and they say, oh, no, we're set for volunteers. Thanks anyway.
But the thought was there, Griff.
Well, so what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to go get, like, 7-Eleven gift cards and go down to St. James Park and give them out to homeless people.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
7-Eleven gift cards.
Yeah, because they can use them over and over, or they can sell them if they want, if they have a particular
habit. That's a great idea.
Who am I to judge?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Take an hour of your time. Just go down there and do it. I love that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Thank you.
See how long it takes.
No,
me.
They're
chasing me around
you.
The park. Now, if it's raining, all bets are off, because I'm not going to get that miserable.
Well, yeah. Well, you could go in your car and kind of, like a drug dealer,
right, say you, come here. Come over here. I got something for you. No. We've fallen for that way too many times.
Okay. So. I have a trivia question.
What is that?
And please remember Google, folks, if you know. Okay. All right. Which country can be credited with the creation of the Christmas beverage eggnog?
Which country? Oh, I know. It's Nagastan. Isn't it?
Google it if you don't know it.
Nah, I'm going to try to make it up.
Eggnog, which country?
This segment was brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidations good. 888-723-4630. Please call us here on Ask Griffin Lee.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 350.
As your inventory grows, you may be thinking of moving your eBay business out of your home. But can you afford it? Miriam Otto is known on eBay as Designer Shirts and More and author of the eBay Life blog. She has this tip.
I would say you need to know your numbers. You're always talking about knowing your numbers. Too many people don't even know if they're making a profit. So you need to make sure that you're making enough money so that it makes sense to move the business out of your home because, I mean, you have to find a warehouse. In a lot of areas, it's really expensive. In our area, it's not really too expensive, but you also have to buy liability insurance and everything else. So you need to make sure that you're keeping track.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. David Cox created the world's smallest snowman at the National Physical Laboratory in West London. Even at its fattest, this tiny snowman is less than the width of a human hair. In Mexico, wearing red underwear on New Year's Eve is said to bring new love in the coming year. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888 Radio 30.
That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Oh, for goodness sake, give us a call. 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So we have that trivia question. I'm going to ask it one more time. Which country can be credited with the creation of the Christmas beverage eggnog? Folks, Google it if you don't know.
I said Eggnogistan.
Yes, but... and that's not right.
Oh,
so.
Damn it.
Okay, first we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Eric.
Hey, Lee and Griff, I love the Eggnogistan answer there, Griff. That was a good one.
Well, you're welcome.
He tries.
For today's shipping tip, I wanted to talk about what a seller can do if they have a delay in shipping their package, or their package has been delayed by the carrier. I just had this experience yesterday, so I feel the frustration from a buyer's perspective, and it's always very important to make sure if a package gets lost, to find out where it is and try to help the buyer. So the first thing you want to do is obviously communicate with your buyer if your package has been delayed somehow. You've already done your part. You've shipped the package. It's with the carrier now, and you know carriers are pushing through lots and lots of packages right now, so things could get lost. Maybe it's just being delayed, which hopefully is the case, and not lost. But the first thing you want to do is let them know, hey, you've seen a package is taking a little longer than normal. You want to let them know you're looking for it. Hopefully they will have seen the tracking from their automated messages. But most importantly, you let them know, you're just basically following some basic customer service practices, and let them know that you're looking for it and trying to help them get their product. And hopefully that will kind of help push their frustration towards the carrier and less to you as a seller. The second important thing to do, and this is if the package is being lost with U.S. Postal, but this really applies to everyone, all three carriers, is contact the USPS customer support line, which is 1-800-ASK-USPS. You can find that phone number on the USPS.com homepage. And with the tracking number, the support reps, USPS support reps, can see a little bit more details on the package and where it last was scanned. These are details that you typically don't see on your regular scanning mechanisms that you see on the site. And so they'll be able to kind of go in there and find out a few more automated processes and find out where that package has gotten to, or at least where it was last scanned and where kind of the last hands it went to. And the third step, and this kind of can be done in concert with the first, is to contact your local postmaster where you ship your packages out of. You know, let them know that you sent a package that left their post office and somehow has gone missing. You know, the postmasters all have a lot of pride in their particular offices, and also they want to make sure that any package shipped from their particular post office gets to its destination. And so, you know, they don't want to have any type of problems or, you know, reports done that are more formal in terms of where packages are being lost, even though it may not have been in their hands. So they want to make sure that it's a nice, clean bill of health and packages are being sent from their post office and delivered. And so they also have some other tracking mechanisms in place to try to help find your package. And so it's kind of the old squeaky wheel gets the grease. More eyeballs, more people kind of prodding in on a lost package, the better. So hopefully if you do have any lost packages or delayed packages, these methods will help track those suckers down and get them to the buyer, and everybody will have a happy holiday period here. And that's it for today.
So what do you do for Christmas? Do you have it at your house, or do you go to relatives? What's your tradition?
You know, my tradition is we do my in-laws on Christmas Eve, and I married an Italian girl, and so she's got a huge, massive family here. It's like 50 people at her house. Good old-fashioned Italian dinner for Christmas Eve, and then we go to my house on Christmas Day, and I have two young kids, and so they certainly enjoy it and love looking forward to Santa Claus coming.
And the turkey and all that? You do the turkey and the traditional stuff?
And the pickles?
You know, we not on our on Friday night or on Christmas Eve night, we don't. It's very Italian based, but depends on my wife's mood on Christmas Day. Whether or not she'll do turkey. But we usually always have something good.
Well, we're going to Harrah's Resort and Casino, the entire family, on Christmas Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to do the buffet.
Well, how nice for you.
On Christmas Day, rather than
anybody
cook. I'm
having a TV dinner. But that's okay. You enjoy
yourself.
Aren't
you going to Friends?
No.
I thought you were going to Friends.
No, I'm having I'm having a holly jolly passive-aggressive Christmas Day.
Oh, I see. Okay. Eric, we do so enjoy your reports through the year.
They make us realize how little we don't have.
Yeah, we love your reports. We thank you so much. To you and your family, we wish you a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you after the first of the year.
Thanks so much, Lee and Griff. You guys have a great holiday as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, an Italian holiday. What fun that would be
if I had been invited
to one.
You know, it wasn't until I went to Italy that I realized where buffets came from, because they don't really have buffets. When we think of a buffet, we think of that's the dinner, right?
Yeah.
But they always have a little, you know, I don't know what you call it, maybe a little buffet table.
Yeah.
Or it's usually like a chest or something, and they have all kinds of stuff on top of it, little.
Right.
Pickled things, antipasto things and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
it. Okay.
Making me hungry.
We'll be back.
This segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. If you need your listing dish, we'll make a list and check it twice. Call us. 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.